Hilfe.
Blog Talk Radio.
Camera is over here.
It's taught.
Okay. Good evening. This is Lila's Bedtime Stories with Dean Bell. I'll be reading from Book 6, Your Dream Visions by Duane, the great writer. Until one learns to be very objective about what they are dreaming, it is difficult for them to see what is taking place with their unseen world. And so, the real guidance is always there for those who pay attention to the instructions. I'm going to ask right off, Duane, mean by the you must be objective about what you're dreaming?
Maybe our guest, Tim from Oregon, you have an idea about what Duane means by being objective when you're dreaming. Are you there, Tim?
Yeah, I'm here. I had the same question as Lila.
Okay.
What's objective mean?
I just see it as sitting back and watching the scene, like you're watching a film on TV or a movie, and instead of being absorbed in the action, you're sitting in the seats in the auditorium, and you're from an objective viewpoint more. If you can separate yourself somehow and see it possibly from another viewpoint, and Duane talks about that too, about seeing it from other people's viewpoint. And just in general, practicing seeing it from maybe like even a bird, like what does he see, you know, from the air, or a cat, how does he look from the ground? So practicing seeing things from different viewpoints and how others see it, that may give a clue.
Okay. Thank you. I think that was pretty clear. This is the idea of being like children. All of us have workable attitudes. This is the idea of being like children. All of us also have dreams and visions or waking hours that we may or may not recognize. I am shown things all the time along the lines I have chosen, which is presenting real truth to the world. I'm not referring to the words I write, because the spoken and written words can only be a good reference to real truth. As real truth is what the all is and all that it entails. Sometimes I will see certain letters or numbers on a license plate, or a large advertisement on the side of a bus, or from people talking as they walk by me. The more a person learns to live each moment, the better of their life will be. As they learn to pay attention to the wonderful simplicity of living now, all life is here and now, and we are all in the same life together. And so, the here and now can never be anything else. As we realize this and bring our real awareness into this pleasant nowness, we then start to perceive so much more about ourselves and what else is taking place around us. And Dean Bell, would you please explain perceive?
Perceive, okay.
Yes. Nowness, we then start to perceive so much more about ourselves and what else is taking place around us. To perceive something, that's a biggie.
Yeah. How is that related to recognition, which Duane uses quite often too? I see they're similar, but a little bit different. I'm not exactly sure how, but There is something about perception, you know, that is similar to recognition. They're both different than, you know, knowingness or knowledge or any of these things like wisdom. It's more real. It's in a real sense, you're seeing something that's real, that doesn't change, the isness. It's sort of like coming across something that always has been there all along, and you haven't seen it before. So you're perceiving it. It's hard to answer that one. You know, I'm not sure what the exact difference would be. I think there's a subtle difference, but I don't know. Maybe Tim knows, has an idea.
Okay.
Well,
pardon me. Go ahead, Tim. What'd you say?
I was just looking up a word, the word perception in the dictionary.
Good.
And they start off with the act of perceiving or the ability to perceive. Mental grasp of objects, qualities, etc., by means of the senses, awareness, comprehension, insight or intuition, or the faculty for these, the understanding, knowledge gotten by perceiving, or a specific idea, concept, or impression. There's so many words, and then you have to understand what each of those words mean to understand what they're trying to say it means.
Yeah.
Okay.
So perception, they used impression, they used more like intuition. So maybe you perceive something that's there, but maybe you don't recognize it yet. You just perceive it. But the recognition is more of a fullness, and perception is maybe a hint. I'm just guessing, you know. Maybe Lila has a thought on that.
Well, maybe. This is what Duane says. There can be a difference between the waking and sleeping dream visions, and that is a perception of the two different areas. As we look over human history, we can see the struggle of the human person as they have evolved over the course of many lifetimes. The real struggle been to wake up to what is really taking place as the whole of life is staring right at us. Today, with all the experience and information that we have available to us, there is a greater opportunity to finally understand what the real, true reality, not the gods of man, is trying to share with us. There is no other way than to be a real risk taker and dare yourself to explore the unknown with the real guides. A person can have great intellect like Einstein, but it is not the intellect or the literal sense that one will perceive real truth, then occupy that position. The geniuses of the world are lost to the true reality, as they mainly live in their egos and not their perceptive heart. The mind of man creates conceptions to go by, which actually act as barriers in their own way to the real light. Unless the ideas are along the lines of assisting the all is with what it is, it is a huge course for anyone to perceive beyond their intellect and even their intuition, to finally be able to recognize real truth and then live in it totally. Wow.
You know, Paul said, I believe Paul said, that if you can perceive it, you can conceive it. So it's partly, if you know it's, if you can perceive it's there, that's the beginning of either manifesting something, conceiving of it, or going on and recognizing it, possibly. That's just a little guess, but if you can perceive it, that's, you can perceive that something there, it's not knowledge, it's more along the lines of intuition or impression. If you can perceive it, then you can recognize it, you know, go ahead and recognize it, or do something in creation and use it as to manifest something.
To learn about something, simply start paying attention. And one suddenly gets to a college course with their life for free. As I am writing this section, I took a ride on my beach cruiser. And as I approached the Pacific Coast Highway, the signal once again changed for me without my pushing the button, because the crossing button must be pushed for the signal to change. So in other words, you've got to start to do something for the is. That's pushing the button.
Yeah, I know what he's talking about. I know that cross light there on PCH and Huntington Street.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I go there quite often. I cross the street. And you do need to push the button for it to change. So you're right, Lila. Yeah, you have to do something.
Yeah. This experience happened every so often, and I know it is the boys doing it. Everyone will have their own experiences, and for the most part, even though what we are experiencing here in this passing dream, the real experiences we are having are from our direct connection to the real universal guides. Every moment is being in the gift, which is really the recognition of the all is in its awareness. As one stands with the is, they are taken care of in their own way. That's kind of comforting, very comforting, really. It is not that we will be perfect in any way, but we must have the greatest heart and intent for what is real, as this is a type of building realism we make for ourselves. This is why very few ever find the all is, because they will not learn to, first of all, recognize it, then step wholeheartedly into the entire experience of it, and be willing to have its way as it pours out all its love to us. Most people will cling to their invented ego and personal self and hold themselves with fear as they hide in a dark corner somewhere in their mind. Some people do become confused for a while about their dream visions and their physical life. It is really so simple, because all of us are living the same life. It just depends upon how we're viewing what we are experiencing. All of us have been brought up through a process of distorted educational conditioning, as opposed to a relationship with the actuality of reality and how it applies to our life. So, we have to start our journey outside of what we have always come to agree to. And so, it takes a while to adjust. This is where the hidden side of the real you tries to gently expose itself to one. Yet the personal self to be too rigid in most cases to accept this higher picture. If a person is a devout religious follower and has accepted a huge amount of indoctrination about the faith that they believe in, for the most part, they will not be interested in the bigger picture because they have accepted a lot of conditioning to a particular arena and lifestyle. Now, if the same person starts to have extraordinary experiences, like I have with the real guides, then they may wonder about them, or even label them as devilish, as an example. Not necessarily themselves thinking it so, but from all the intimidating information that they have been subdued with by the certain few. But if the same person is able to step aside their convictions and view their experiences from their heart, then they have a chance to expand from all they have been going through and come to know there is no doctrine or conditioning with the true reality and the endless positions in the real universes. All the certified stuff here in this realm and does not exist in reality. It's no different than the birds in the sky being interested in what the humans are doing. Sorry. The birds aren't interested in what they're doing because they're simply not interested. Because most people have been so doused with doctrines, rules, and regulations, and many times the constant burden of forcefully having to agree. It's no wonder that they may also consider their heavens to be the same. The two heavens of man are places in life, and not the whole of life. They are just like anywhere we live here. They are wonderful places, and I have been there many times, but they are not the ultimate. Anyone can learn to visit these places while they are still on earth in their dream visions. Even though the belief system businesses say otherwise. Do you want to make a comment on that?
I think Tim did 10 minutes ago. Tim, do you have anything? Do you still remember?
Oh, I was just going to mention when Lila was reading about when Duane said that the light changed without him pushing the button. That I've had that experience myself. It's very shocking to have it happen because it's like a metaphysical thing. You don't understand how it could be. When the light changes or the walk light comes on when you haven't even pushed the button to go across the street. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
wow.
So that you really do think that the real guides may be showing you something if you know of them. And this, what Lila was reading about, stuff about the heart, and that's kind of what does the heart represent as a hint or a guide to an example of something.
Well, to me, it's the purity and sincerity. Heart is purity and sincerity. So,
well, that's it's a drive. You with all your heart and soul, you want to do this, and you do it. That, to me, that's what heart is. You know, it belongs to you, and you have this drive to find out what this is, and you love it, and the whole, everything about that is driving you to find out what this is. You're in it heart and soul, or certainly with all your eagerness and all every part of you.
My drive is the gratitude, you know, being shown
yes.
more of the is. That's basically my motivation, is the gratitude. That
yes.
What else do we have but our you know, just to thank life by doing something to support it and to support the real guides. That's about all I can see to do.
Yeah.
Because
right.
otherwise you're just back in the personal self.
Yeah.
And doing your, you know, for the ego, but this way you're doing it for the whole of life.
That's right. Yeah. Above the two heavens of man are more levels in the psychic realms. And then past them is the most unbelievable universes one could never imagine. The round worlds of this material realm are such for the process of us to go through until we are ready to climb the mountain of the is. Your dream visions is the first step into these worlds and universes. When the real guides show up and begin to give a real experience in their dream visions, a person's dream structure begins to change for the better. And so at first, there may be a particular reaction according to how each person has been conditioned and brought through his life, as some will have it easier than others. Many people having real experiences with the real guides, but they need the outer information for their mind here to make the real connection. And so that is why I am writing this new presentation for all of those who are ready now. When a person has met up with the real guides, they begin to have more real experiences and adventures in their dream visions. If the person is a new student and working towards becoming totally aware, then they are working off their past karmic debts in a speedy manner under the direction of the real guides. The benefits of this, they are no longer tied to the gods of man and the lords of karma. Now, the new man with the new wave has entered their lives, and they will begin heading in the right direction, home. The real universes, the all is, that's the right direction, home. The real life, each new student is now better situated to earn their living and get on with their life on the earth. While the real guides are taking care of the obstacles that would normally get in the way. Paul Twitchell gave his students at least 2 years to give what he was presenting a try. And so it is that all new students should test what I am presenting to make sure this new adventure is for them. The real guides are always looking for those individuals who have the real courage into becoming the new leaders. Boy, that's an adventure in itself.
You bet. One thing that Dwayne has done here is well, we're so used to masters and gurus and teachers and the spiritual and religious paths. What he's done is cut through all that and now we have the opportunity to be the free beings of light that we are, and that the real guides are. So they played the role of masters. Now they're just guides, basically, and they've gone and through the, they're having their adventure and they're sharing with us. So it takes a little bit of a shift in the way one views things, because we're viewing things as before, these people, these gurus and saviors, they're like far above us. You know, most people think that they're to be worshipped and prayed to, etc. And when Dwayne's presenting is that everybody's, basically everybody's alike. You know, everybody's a free being of light. No one's greater or lesser. It's just the awareness of one has that makes it whatever, that makes it a particular. So that's very refreshing to know that we can be like the real guides, because it's not, they're not masters, they're not above anybody else, they're not, it's not like that anymore. Those days are finished. Now everybody's on the same level, that it just takes something to get through ourselves to the point where we can recognize our true awareness and recognize the isness, and these guides are here to help us.
Because all of us usually want something here. Many dreams are the result of an expression or a wish. And so the dream vision arena is where we meet with those situations and other people to begin to fulfill what we want. As we put together our interests, and if they are for a beneficial purpose, the real guides will work with us to complete what we want. When I first had Nevada Power in 2001, Yabul Sakabe and the real guys were building me a giant fortress on the real side. I watched as time went on with all the different phases that they went through. Being a contractor, it was easy for me to recognize what they were doing. First came the giant foundation with all the rough electricity and plumbing showing, then the huge stone exterior walls, and then the interior finish. From the real side, this project did not take months, but a matter of a few nights, and it was done. The real guides had built me a strong hold because I was a child of light with the rod of power. They are building now. What they are building now is even bigger than ever before. These great beings always love the real adventure, and they are here for all of those who are lucky enough to perceive them. While we are living on the earth and trying to figure out our dream visions, all of us have lives and bodies on other levels. Most of us are not aware of them. For our spirit, for our survival here, the five bodies of man are first the physical, which is mainly the human brain as a receiver, along with five senses. Our second body corresponds to our invisible emotions, which is located in a section of the astral worlds, the first heaven of man. The third body is our memory vehicle and has a life of its own in certain parts of the mental world. Next is the mental body, which is the upper body of each of us and resides in an area known as the second heaven of man. The last sheath is the etheric body, the subconscious, the uppermost part of the mind. This is where our intuition works with our real awareness. These areas, so mentioned, exist in the psychic realms that are below of the deep, dark border, which is the dividing line between the real universes and the created realms. The earth and all the round worlds are at the bottom of life, which are made up of dust, rock, and dirt. It certainly pays for us to pay attention and perceive what's out there. During a person's dream visions, they will be projecting these bodies all over the place into the seemingly endless realms of time and space. A favorite trick of many humans is astral projection or remote viewing. These talents are what many people do without their knowledge. And then there are those who do them consciously. There is a silver cord attached to each of these bodies. And if the cord is broken, the physical body dies. Astral travel and remote viewing are part of the psychic sciences and are best left alone, because by using these methods, the aura of the individual can become occupied by negative influences and even other entities who are looking to attach themselves onto an unsuspecting person while they are roaming around in the lower astral worlds. The real guides are adept at universal positioning, also UP. They can position themselves anywhere they want, and this is what they reach and teach their new students, instead of projecting the lower limited bodies into other limited arenas. Those who are into spying on others and working for devious people will not be shown the secrets of UP. Those who do like to spy on others, such as the world government agencies, they teach their agents about astral projection and remote viewing, as do some metaphysical paths. So it's better to learn from the best and avoid all the psychic calamities, especially those who appear to be beneficial and are not. As one keeps an eye on their dream visions, they will be shown by the real guides with the various demonstrations who can and cannot be trusted. I remember during World War II, there was a big to-do about the Russians spying on people in this outer, you know, looking to see who was their enemy and where they were going to be and what time. And the Russians were keeping that hush-hush, but still it leaked out somehow. And they were found out that they were doing now all that, quite a lot of things. There was a special madam that was particularly good at this, and she was their spy or something. So that was used by the Russians in World War II. Maybe they're, who knows? Maybe they're not only doing.
Yeah, the Germans too were into the psychic phenomenon and the use of it for spy work and other things, technology and,
right.
and all that, as well as the Americans. I mean, everybody was using it. You don't hear about it too much. But I just want to mention, yeah, that when you leave the astral body, or you go out in the astral body, there's an opening in the physical. You leave it open for entities to come in. Same way if you're using drugs or alcohol to extreme, there's like you're basically in the astral plane. Your attention is, so other entities can come in and use that space and get a hold of that space, and then when you come back, you know, you're not alone. You're not alone. You got company there. So, and then sometimes it takes, you know, you gotta create an eviction notice for them or somehow get them out, because they've taken up residence alongside you there, and it's sometimes hard to get them out once they got a foothold in there because of the addiction or whatever, you know, your attachment, one's attachment. We call it tap line. But it's very real that these entities can come in and even snip the cord and use it and enter the body and use the body, and you've just lost your physical body and they gained one. So it's very real, because they know how to, you know, they know that technology, they know how that works. We're so one-dimensional here that people are not aware of it, but a lot of these entities are astral physical, so they know shape-shifting, and they know how this thing operates.
Not only do the world orders have a huge amount of spies and devious people on their payroll, they also use a large variety of high-tech devices to intrude on other people's lives. Some of these are HARRP, HARP, which has the capabilities of huge amounts of destruction, such as earthquakes and killing mass amounts of humans and other life forms. There is no coincidence, nor anything, of a natural disaster. With so many things that have been occurring in the last decade, from 9/11 to the present, which is now, he says, October 2011, that many people have been forced to believe it's that, such as Haiti, the Gulf oil spill of Japan, for example, or natural disasters, when in fact they were purposely man-made destructions. Paul and his dream book mention several incidents about what is taking place behind the scenes that most people are not aware of. One such case he mentioned was that of a farm worker mysteriously dying in his sleep in the southwest portion of the UN, of the U.S., when actually it was black magicians who were agents for the certain few on a mission to disrupt others, to create a takeover for their own agendas. What is seen by the mind and senses on a daily basis is just the surface of a created environment, and not an actuality in the sense that a person wants to make sense of it. It's true that what we are feeling is happening, but all that does take place here soon and becomes a part of the past and the misty sense of taking place. You have anything to say about that?
There's a good YouTube video. It's called 5G Apocalypse, The Extinction Event. And it talks about how the EMFs are insidiously just taking over everything about us. The 20,000 or more satellites they sent up there will be beaming off the antennas, all the antennas they're building for 5G. They'll be connected to all these smart devices in our homes, like smart refrigerators, smart stoves, smart washing machines. And then the chemtrails with their nanoparticulates that we're breathing, we are receivers for these EMFs as well. So everything will be, the whole earth is basically going to be EMF'd. It'll be controlled through these EMFs that they'll be able to send different pulses through to control people, to give them heart attacks, to make them do certain things. So this is like an outward way of controlling people. The tap lines in the astral body during sleep is another, you know, on the real side, they do that. And in the physical, they're doing all these insidious things like this 5G program that is really overwhelming. I mean, this video is really good. It's called 5G Apocalypse, the Extinction Event. It's about an hour more long, and it talks about the creator of the 5G, this guy from Ireland. He created it. He was the engineer, and now he's in this documentary thing. He made a big mistake. You know, this is not for the benefit of anybody. It's really for the detriment of the whole world, and a total control device, which will, you know, everything will be monitored and controlled through these, basic computer and AIs, and through the means of EMFs. So just something to be aware of too, that the new you can offset some of this.
As long as one is geared only to seeing and believing of things, which is mainly about the personal self and not about the real awareness of the individual, then they are locked into one-dimensional arena of agreement that has many times been forced upon them, which will eventually fail them. Again, free will is always becomes the decider. With every moment and experience each one of us has, this is the real razor's edge, which is mainly taken for granted by two humans who expect everything to fall into their laps and be okay. It's all about recognition of this truth. Many lives by and do not want to confront. Many of these people just don't want to confront this. I have also had my share of good sounding ideas and have lived through the remorse of them. The mechanics of our little self with its place in life is a lot more than what we want to admit to. All of us want to continually create, and at the same time, we do not want to bother so much so with the outcome. But there comes a time when we do have to become more aware and handle what our involvement here is. If a person does not take some degree of control with what they are always projecting and chasing, then they will stay unaware of all the forces around them that have been more of an effect on them than what their personal senses are aware of. I have known many people that have spent a lot of time with the psychic arts, and they would tell me about their horror stories and how entities would follow them back to the earth and pester them, kind of like the movie stars with their stalkers. The new student always has the protection of the real guides, because the real universal guides are from the true source, the all is. They have a great light around them that shields them from the darkness and those who interfere with others. The real guides protect their own and constantly watch over the new students as they constantly teach them from every angle of the spectrum to survive on such a larger scale than the general public. It is not that people do not deserve the real guidance. It is that they are usually too stubborn to get out of their own way and listen to a better way for themselves. Paul Twitchell always advised to stay clear of the psychic sciences because they do not lead to real truth, but only keep the people in the cycles of reincarnation and karma. Until a person begins to understand their dream visions, they will be at the mercy of the intellectual world and those who are the slaves of the gods of man. Your Dream Visions, Part 2. I'm going to go over a lot of information as I proceed along and also give a lot of examples. I know at times it will be hard for you as a reader to keep up, but eventually you will catch on to where it is that I'm coming from. You must understand, even if it is just a little bit, that you are now exploring so many more worlds and universes which will be opening up to you. So have fun with this. The real side experiences that I just had with Rebazar, and we call it the dream vision. It is one of the many fun ones that can occur in anyone's life. This was during an afternoon nap that I came back from surfing, and I went to write on the computer for a little while. Then I went online to a website to look at one of the cars I would be purchasing. The car I want is a Lexus IS convertible. After looking over the Lexus website and choosing the car I wanted, which I have done many times before, I went and laid down. I suddenly became aware that I was in a convertible Lexus with Rebazar as he was driving. And then we suddenly pulled up to the Lexus dealer. Rebazar got out of the car and went inside the showroom in front of me. When I entered and went to sit down with him, he was already telling a salesman about the car I wanted and the terms on the real side experience. Rebazar, who acts as the dad, was already making the deal for me, which would soon show up in the physical. As I sat and listened, I could see that the salesman was a bit reluctant with the terms, because these guys only like to listen to themselves, as was being demonstrated by the fact that he had on a sweatshirt with a hood on it, where only the front of his face was showing, as his head and ears were covered. In other words, he was sitting there smiling, but was not interested in listening to us, as we were the ones buying the car. The dream visions, for the most part, will always demonstrate something to the dreamer, because even though this is the whole of life providing this gift, it also respects the fact of the free will of the individual to make his own choices, whether they are good for the dreamer or not. So it's best to pay attention the best that one can and thoroughly look over what is taking place. I also have friends who act like advisors with me, as I do the same for them, and we share our real side experiences with each other and get many different views about what's taking place. Because my only purpose is to provide something wonderful and real on this level and all the levels and positions in life. I am shown what most people will never know. Here is a person's real intent shows up within their own dream visions, as they usually do not recognize it for the longest time, if ever. I would suggest only sharing one's dream visions with those who can be trusted, especially emotionally, because the human part of people has many ways of being immature to the point of being intrusive, rude, and bothersome. A person's dream vision are very important and very personal. I have led my life following the real guidance as I'm shown. While I have been almost all the people I have tried to work with use their literal self, thinking in their own minds that they know what they're doing because they are the educated adults. Of course, there are many positions on the physical level that pertain to what is taking place here. But for a definite overview of any person or situation, the real guides provide the best overview. Life itself and the real guides will provide many attempts in many different ways to show a person what can work out better for them in the long run. But we have to constantly pay attention and want to listen and learn. The biggest barrier for anyone in their own personal condition dreams, anything we have created can become an asset once we understand how it all fits into the big picture as merely one of these many pieces, and not trying to make one of the little pieces bigger than it is. On the earth at this time, there are a lot of personality icons, from business people to religious and political speech makers to the earthly spiritual arena and masters and gurus. All of what is being demonstrated and created is fine, as it is all part of a huge wake-up call for the real you. But of course, the overly developed personal self usually does not recognize this true fact, as it has its own defined agenda and usually blots out any real guidance that tries to get into his designated consciousness. And so, for those who are sincere and discovering real truth, they should take the time to first read the Adventures series. Those Adventure is series, and they're wonderful. Then become the new student with the new wave so that they can become free. Don't you think so? Val, Tim?
Yeah, I think I was wondering what it actually takes, how many experiences and how many lifetimes or world periods beings have to go through to make them want to put out their effort or intent to pay attention instead of being still so attracted to all the worldly stuff and spending all their time and attention on all the material things or the love stuff. And it's just amazing that we have this opportunity at the present being given, that we have the new you song, that if a person is sincere and wants to know what's real and wants real guidance and a real education about life. It's being offered as a connection to sing the song and see what life shows us, what it reveals. And then there's the new books, the Adventure Is series that are available with so much I don't know whether you call it information or guidance and information or hints of about life as it is right now. Because what is it that makes a person want to do anything?
You know, Duane has said, yeah, something's got to turn within an individual for them to start looking at this. And he even mentioned, the other night he mentioned Miss Klemp, the former wife of Master Harry Klemp of the corporation, and she passed over to the real side, and she made a deal with Joan Klemp to basically cover her economic situation for the rest of her life if she remained single and had Joan marry Master Klemp. Joan gets Harry and Margie gets, you know, taken care of for the rest of her life. But Duane says, you know, something. Margie knew a lot. She knew what was going on with the corporation. She could have turned. She could have done something if she had the courage. And she could have been like Joan of Arc, he said, without the sword. I mean, she could have been a huge, huge influence on the rest of the membership so that they could have an opportunity to turn. You know, they could see something more, because sometimes it takes something like this. It takes some kind of dramatic experience for somebody to turn. And this would have been, for the members, this would have been a huge, huge look, you know, a different look. The former wife of the master singing New You. I mean, that would have been a big opportunity for a lot of the membership to look at this.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that something really dramatic has to be in your life. Even as a child, you know, you wonder, how did I get here? What are those stars? You have to have a curiosity about life. Many people don't use their curiosity, their wonder at life. They just kind of don't look at it, just take it as it comes, and which is really okay. But something has to turn in that person now. There's a bigger picture. There's something out there. What is out there? What's behind the clouds? Is there a man behind up there that's watching me all the time? I don't like that. You know, okay, you know, what is out there? You know, you've got to have that drive to find out where the heck is all this going, and why? Is there something else? You know, it's a curiosity. Maybe it's deeper than that, you know. Maybe it's a longing to find something, find that heaven that everybody keeps talking about. Where is it? Who's got it? What's the path that leads that there? Who am I?
Yeah, it's particular to each person. Some people may get caught up in the meditation or the dogma or the doctrines and be happy there. You know, they would presumably have found the answer. They're self-convinced, and they are happy. Others may need a dramatic experience. Dwayne's daughter was in an automobile accident, and she, after that experience, she converted to Christianity because of that. So it's, you know, it's a particular, each person's different in how they see it and what motivates them and what will bring them around to see more. And because of her situation, she went back to the comfort zone of Christianity. It's pretty safe there, socially accepted. She could have gone, and she knew what her father was doing. I mean, sure, she's read the book, some of the books, and she's seen him because she lived with him. So she could have gone that way as well. But it takes the risk taker, and that means risking losing your restrictions, basically. Most people are happy with their restrictions, and because they're socially acceptable, most of them. So it takes a risk taker to go beyond those agreements you've made with your restrictions into something that's real. And not very many people are willing to do that. But what we're doing with the new presentation, I mean, the more we get out there, the more socially recognized we become, the more likely some of these people will get on board and look at it, look at what we're doing, because we've got over 2,000 Facebook groups that Dwayne's created. We've got over 700 titles, book titles on Lulu that he's created. We've got Skype. We got three, four Skype calls a week. We've got the same number of Blog Talk Radio shows. He's got 9 books out. We've got projects all through the world, humanitarian projects. We've got people living all over the world that are interested in this and doing something to contribute. So more and more as we pick up the pace here, because we are rather, as an organization, as a nonprofit, we're rather young. You'd say we're 5 years old or so. Paul took, look how long, well, it was pretty fast. He got Ekinkar going, but he had the membership. There's no membership here, so it's a little bit different how Dwayne set it up. But it's catching on with what we're doing. We're doing it in creative ways. We're getting out there to present this material, the knowledge, and then presenting the new you, the books, and ways for people to contribute so that they can become more aware. It's really very simple, but one has to get past their ideas about it, because a lot of people think that we're a cult or we're this or that, that we're just very real with what we're presenting, and that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. This life on Earth, and many all of us have lived before, whether here or somewhere else, is all part of the passing dream. I would say that by simply paying attention to what's happening here with the so-called time factor and the constant aging of the body, that everything here passes and eventually disappears. And so, if this is supposed to be the actual reality, then what about your dream visions and also the described heavens that is in so many doctrines on this earth? If a person wants to accept what they have read or heard from others who profess to know, that can be fine. But for myself, I want to find out firsthand what's really going on. The whole of life is nowhere to be found except with each of us already. I would say that it's a good idea to get as much knowledge from many different sources as a comparison to the true reality itself. So this becomes a huge journey like nothing else. When we become very patient and learn to live now and identify what is termed as past, present, and future, we can eventually see the subtleness of the creative actions which are constantly occurring with this place in life. Once a person has accepted the real guidance from the real guides, then they are starting their own journey to real freedom and are provided with so much more than any educational system on the earth can ever teach. For me, I like the mystery and the adventure of being surprised with what life will show me, because it is always new and always now. Well, it looks like it's about time to say goodbye for this evening's stories, bedtime stories. I hope that this will bring us more to reality that we can really ponder upon, and ask the guides to show us and do the new you before we sleep.
Tim, do you have any final thoughts?
Oh, I guess not.
We can do the new you together.
Okay. Shall we all do the new you at the same time?
Sure.
And say good night.
Okay.
Okay.
Good night, everyone. See you next time.
Good night. Happy dreams.
Sweet dreams. Good night.